Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. Thanks so much for listening to the show. You can also watch the show. It's our free Friday show. And we're also excited to be on Sirius XM Extreme Talk 165. No, Extreme Talk XM 165. They know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You're listening to the station, so you know where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the weekend. We're excited. Today's show, if you haven't heard me mention it this week, you know, we do three shows a week. It's masturbation month. Woo! May
so masturbation much masturbation.
Month. You know, and you're probably thinking, why do we need a month for masturbation? Because masturbation
happens 24/7.
Is so important. It is sex with someone you love, and there's no better way to enhance your sex life than to masturbate.
Oh, is that why?
For women.
Is that why you did the Woody Allen tweet today?
Yes.
And what was the quote of
the
Woody
quote
Allen?
Was the
he
the
says,
best sex, what was it? He says, I don't know.
You don't want to misquote Woody Allen.
I don't want to misquote myself quoting Woody Allen. I was the best I ever had.
Of course.
Woody Allen. So I love Woody Allen. And so we are talking about that. We're going to give some tips on female masturbation and mutual masturbation, which is one of my favorite topics because I think mutual masturbation is an amazing way for couples to learn what the other one likes, what turns them on. You can just see him do it. You're like, oh, that's how he holds his penis. And that's how she touches her clit. And it's great. So we're going to get into that. We've got sex in the news. We've got so much to talk about today. My head is spinning. I'm so excited.
Amazing.
And it's the weekend.
I know. I'm still on a high. I was telling you just before the show started, I am on a high. Because you know me, I visit .com offices all the time.
All the time. You're just at Facebook and Pixar.
Yeah, just like going there and seeing what they're doing and what I can learn and maybe, you know, integrate it into things that I do
that you
at
do,
my
right.
work in radio. So I've been wanting to visit Zynga for a very long time.
Everyone knows what Zynga is?
A lot of people. It's gaming. They actually just launched their – it's Zynga.com, where you can actually play the games.
Oh,
before
cool.
then, it was really popular.
Facebook.
Where, through Facebook, yeah.
Facebook, everyone's – and Words with Friends is probably their most popular game.
No, Farmville. And like,
Farmville.
Yeah, and a lot of other
– okay, a lot of other
so
stuff.
So many games.
I'm just trying to give people references.
Yeah, and oh my God. So I go there yesterday just to have lunch with a buddy who works in support. I walk in and there's a – it's a tube that's all LED lights that you walk through like a tunnel, right? And it's open source so people can program it, you know, with
right.
all these like crazy
cool.
crazy things. Then you walk to the left or there's a cafeteria with just a, like a straight buffet like you're in Las Vegas.
Right.
You just pick whatever you want and eat. And then the workers, they could bring their dogs to work, which
yep.
this
– It's named after his dog, Zynga. That's a good – that yeah.
Yeah. You would – love this.
I would love this.
They had a dog parking station, so you park the dog, and so you can go get your food, and then you come back and you pick up your dog.
That's amazing.
And I happen to go on pajama day, so everyone's dressed in pajamas.
That's so fun.
That's nothing. So okay. We go there and eat real quick, and then I take a little tour, and they have this huge atrium, which is just beautiful. And then you go into other levels where they have different break rooms, and some of the break rooms are themed. So there's a sweet room, which is all candy, and they have like big barrels of candy, and you just grab the candy and stuff like that. And then you go down to the basement, and there's like a big, huge, it looks like a sports bar, and there's all these plasmas everywhere playing sports games and old school video games,
wow.
Like arcade games. It was beautiful. It was one of the most amazing offices I've ever visited.
That is so cool.
Ever.
Yeah. The guy who started it, Mark Pincus is his name, is a very, one of my oldest and dearest friends. And Zynga was his dog that he had for many years. He was obsessed with his dog, Zynga. Mm-hmm. And,
do you know what kind of dog it was?
It was like American Bulldog or something. No, it was some kind of exotic bulldogish. I can't remember.
Yeah. I think I was kind of right because.
No. It was Alaskan something something. Like he told me a million times. I don't remember. It was years ago.
You never remember anything.
We've been friends for 10 years. I have pictures of me and Zynga hanging out. But one time, Mark and I were in Aspen hiking, and we were with Zynga, and we lost her. And I was like, not into dogs then. And I was like, that's cool. We'll just get lunch. She'll come back. And he's like, we have to find my dog.
Yeah, people
I wasn't.
Love their
I know.
Dogs.
I didn't understand it then. And he laughs that I have a dog. He's like, I can't believe that you have a dog. Anyway, Zynga is an amazing company. Everyone knows about it. Check it out. I know. And they just my friend Eric was in charge of building it out, the whole office. Mm-hmm. Designing it.
Yeah, I'm speechless on how amazing it
was. That's cool. My office is pretty cool too. It's
It is.
Have you been to my office lately? I've got sex toys every inch. Like it freaks me out. Like and we got all this.
You moved into another office, old office?
Temporarily when we were shooting, and then we had to move down to back to my other smaller office. What? It's small. It's not Zynga. I know. Sometimes I bring in pop chips for people.
I know.
But,
I thought Pixar was incredible because they have a swimming pool there. But, I mean, this place is, wow.
It's crazy.
It's really cool. I am definitely going to go look for an area that where I can apply. Just like, you know, maybe part time.
Are you
going to
leave
something.
Me?
No, never that.
Okay, that's
but
cool.
But I really want to transition into working at a .com to support me financially and do radio for fun.
Yeah.
Because I really don't want to depend on.
Because we don't get rich doing radio, P.S.
No.
We don't make any money.
Yeah.
But we love what we do because we get to talk about sex and Menace gets to talk about other things too on his other shows. But I also want to say that today's show we got a few sponsors. We got adamandeve.com and you get 50% off most of your items for a limited time. You can pick your own 3 adult DVDs and use coupon code Emily at checkout. I just wanted to say that. And this weekend, so what else are you doing now that you're coming down from your Zynga high? Do you have big plans for the weekend?
Big plan for. I got invited to a party, but it just started raining. And
I know.
The party
it's
that
not
I was supposed
party?
To go to.
That's
was,
a huge bummer.
Yeah, it was supposed to be outside the party. So I don't know.
Is it
going to
rain all weekend? Because I can't handle it.
I don't know, but it just starts.
Well, I can because I have to be inside all weekend.
Yeah.
So I've got this. So everyone knows that we announced, but I'm going to be on a new Bravo reality TV show called Misadvised, and it's probably going to premiere in the fall. Mm-hmm. And so what they do is they come back and they shoot. So we finished shooting it in December, but they've continued to shoot the interview part, the parts that narrate it. So they're coming back and interviewing me all weekend long in my house from Saturday, all day Sunday from like 9 to 7. I sit in a chair and they grill me on questions about you and life and all that stuff and everything that happened. But so I'm not really going to see much of outdoors this weekend.
That sucks.
But if it's raining, I don't really care.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't really matter to me.
I think I'll just stay inside and look at my Reebok pumps all day.
Oh my God, I saw your picture of Reebok pumps.
I bought some Reebok pumps that people don't know. I've been searching for them forever in my size. Found the ones that I wanted when I was a little kid. Bought them. First day I wear them, it's freaking raining outside.
Oh man, are they leather or something? No,
but
cares?
There's some part
of them
new.
Are white. Are you wearing them now? You
know? Yeah.
Let me see.
Oh.
Did you pump them up?
Yeah, I pumped them up.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, they got the little red thing.
The little pump.
The pump. Okay, can I pump them for you later?
Oh yeah. I had.
Do I know you well enough to pump them?
It was a little weird because I had a female in the office before I got here asking me if she can pump up my shoes.
Yeah, that's a little
it was a little weird.
What
so I was like standing there, she was on
up.
Her hands and knees and like pumping my shoes, which I thought it was.
I was just going to do that.
Awkward.
Okay, that is awkward. I'm glad I'm not going to do it anymore. Okay, forget it. Bad idea.
But man, it just, you know, if you guys haven't been listening to the show, like, I don't know. I'm on this weird kick of buying everything that I couldn't afford in the 90s. So.
Right.
I've been going on the internet and buying.
What else are you buying?
Things.
I love eBay. You can find anything in the world that you want.
I found out that they still make LA Gear shoes. Do you remember LA Gear?
Yes. Well, yes.
They make only four shoes now, and they're actually really cool.
Okay.
So maybe I'll buy some of those.
Yeah, you should do that.
I'm not a sneakerhead guy. I'm not going to buy a million sneakers and keep them on ice, is what they call them, where people just buy a ridiculous amount of shoes.
Yes, yeah, so a lot of guys are into just, the tennis shoes and buy
and then
that.
They just like keep them in their closet, like their toys.
Yeah, I know a lot of men who are obsessed with their tennis shoes and they buy them, sneakers, whatever.
I can't do that. Can't I got to wear them.
You got to wear them. That's good, baby. That's good to wear your stuff.
So anything else going on?
No, I want to hear
you.
Last night you called me because you were watching Bethany.
Oh, I was.
What was that all about?
There was a part of Bethany where I totally thought, okay, this would be Emily. Where they were sitting, they were on vacation somewhere, I believe in Mexico. I could be wrong. And they're sitting in a chapel. And apparently the husband thought, oh, this is a beautiful chapel. You know, this would be great to do some wedding vows. And she goes, what, you're planning on
getting married again?
Getting married again. And he was implying, because it was really close to their anniversary, and she had no idea it was like
their anniversary.
Their anniversary. Yeah, yeah.
Was he mad at her?
He was a little upset. And I go, oh my God, this would totally be Emily.
You think I wouldn't remember an anniversary with a guy?
Hell no, you wouldn't.
I don't write it down. I mean, I can roughly remember things. Yeah, I could see that being me.
What?
And I'd insult some guy and he'd be mad at me. So I don't really have many anniversaries because I don't date guys for that.
So I watched I watched the show, and also coming up is them talking about working together. Because this is the part I don't get. And you say that men have a problem with this all the time, where a woman is more successful and they make a lot more money than the man that they're with.
Some guys are uncomfortable with that, sure.
I love it. Oh my God, please go.
Right, go make money. Right, I can just keep ordering Reeboks. Yeah. I get it. No, I get it.
All day long.
Well, because you're a confident man. There's a lot of men who feel very tied to their earning potential or what they're making for a living. And if a woman tops them, they can't handle that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying every guy is like that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make more probably than any guy I'm with. And they're going to have to be okay with that.
Yeah.
When I'm really rich.
And he was, they were like deciding if he should just, you know, become part of her company
and quit his job.
Quit his job and just handle.
Oh, wow. They talked about it. So what did they decide?
Well, that was the cliffhanger.
Oh, cliffhanger. Because
they were still trying to decide it because he's like, you know, I don't know what to do.
My mom and my stepdad dealt with that. They worked together and my mom did way better than he did. They sold their financial planners and they worked. My mom brought him into her company because he was in the military for many years. And they worked together, and it was a little stressful. Like, I think he stopped doing it after, like, 10 years. My mom's, like, the best in her. Like, that's the woman who excels out of all the men. Like, she wins all the awards and all the trips because she sells the most whatever she does. And I think my stepdad had a problem with that. I mean, now he loves that she's the breadwinner. Like, she has a house in Florida, and she does really well, whatever. But I think it took him a while, like, because men's egos are very fragile. But
not
I know
mine.
You're saying, yeah, you're like, not me. Give me a millionaire.
Go make that money, honey.
Right.
I do not care.
Yeah, I hear you. That's good, Don. That's good.
God, my significant other, she has millions of dollars. Oh, my God, my life is terrible.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Exactly.
God, it's so crazy.
I understand that a lot of, I know they have egos like that. And it's just because it's typical in our society that men are the breadwinner. So when women do it, it's rare. And it takes a strong man and a strong woman not to be annoyed. Like, I actually have several married friends who are women who are the breadwinners. And they often get annoyed at their husbands because they're like, I'm so tired of bringing it all home. Like, can't you make more money or do something else too? Because I'm making all the money. So it's like all different ways.
Well, yeah, I don't know if that's fair. Only if the man is lazy and doesn't want to work.
Well, that's what my friend thinks. She thinks her husband's lazy because he hasn't looked for new. He has a job, but he could be making a lot more. And she thinks he doesn't push himself enough. But this has been their problem since they've been married. And I'm like, he's not going to change. Like, this is just how he is. But
at least she
makes a ton of money. He has a job.
At least he has a job.
He has a job, but he could do better.
Oh,
and she's super ambitious. But, you know, opposites attract. So usually it's rare that you find both people like completely excelling in a relationship. Making the same amount of money.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that rare?
It is very rare.
I'm drinking Coke Zero right now, so it's
You are.
They should be a sponsor.
You rob You robbed Stitcher.com of all the Coke Zeros.
I love Coke Zero. It's amazing. We're at the Stitcher Studios. It's a really easy way to listen to podcasts. You can download the app to your smartphone, Stitcher, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. And they let us use your studios, and I drink their Cokes, and I eat
all
their
snacks.
Yeah. It's a good time.
And the app is totally free. It's really
the app
cool.
is really
just
free.
Just search
cool.
Sex with Emily if you want to listen.
Yeah, and if you're in the mood to download apps, you can download my app Kegel Camp, which helps men and women have stronger orgasms. It's really easy to do, and I've been actually experienced. So Kegel exercises, you know, doctors prescribe them. They help men and women. They help men with premature ejaculation. They help women strengthen, have harder, longer, stronger orgasms. They help women with urinary incontinence as you get older and as you have kids. You pee by like pee dribbles out. You have to tighten your muscles. So they make all these Kegel balls now, like Lilo, like a bunch of different brands make them. And I've been wearing them. I told you this last week.
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you this? Like
yes.
You stick them inside you. They're weighted balls.
Jesus.
Like a tampon.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been wearing them around, and they actually exercise your – you can do your Kegel exercises a lot easier, and they just – while you're wearing them, they have to strengthen them.
What about
they
get stuck in there, and then you're going to go to a doctor?
No,
oh, yeah,
they're like
get
a
these
string.
Kegel
there's
balls.
A string. You can pull them out. I know this is graphic, but
wow.
Too much information.
It's like anal beads.
No, they're not anal beads, but they're like beads like that, and you can buy them at any of our sponsors' places because we appreciate when you do that. Good Vibrations. Goodvibes.com. Use coupon code GVEmily15 for 15% off anything. Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
That
I have kegeled, that I have
you have the balls.
That I have
man.
Balls in my
do you
vagina.
Know what you should do? Also, you know, not to get crazy on plugging everything, but you also have a book.
I have a book, Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight.
Yeah, you can buy it on Amazon and all a bunch of other places. You should do – I know it's based off a lot of illustrations, but you should figure out a way to do an audiobook form of it. That I think that would be cool.
Really? Just read it?
Yeah. My buddy, he's in the middle of recording his audiobook. So I think that would be cool if you can figure out a way to describe it.
I think we could. Well, I think we could also – I mean it is descriptive. It's mm-hmm. The words are descriptive around the photographs.
Yeah.
Around the illustrations.
Is there a Kindle version of
no,
it?
No.
Nothing?
I know.
iPad?
It's so well, no, because the book is a beautiful, and it's really reasonably priced, too, mm-hmm. But beautiful illustrations. And so, no, we haven't done that. We've been approached, and I'm talking to my publisher about it.
There's like Kindle Fire, which is color, so. But I don't know
I don't
if
know
Apple will be down for
do,
that.
Yeah,
content.
Well, that it's sex. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard. There's some graphic images in it. Don't, not safe for work.
Oh, no.
I hate
no,
people say not safe for work. No, it totally is. It's not dirty at all.
Oh, no, it's not. And then also, you could probably have it in Android, too. Android's down with that
sex?
Kind of stuff, yeah.
Working on it, then. I'll do that. That's a good idea.
Do it.
Okay. Let's move into some sex in the news, Menace.
Sex in the news. What do you got?
Okay, this is what I got for you. I've got, this is amazing. This was in the news this morning. The Wii Vibe is now the most popular sex toy.
What?
So the Wii Vibe is a soft, crescent-shaped and Barney purple. The Wii Vibe isn't what most people imagine when they think of a sex toy, but it's the vibrator for couples created 4 years ago by an Ottawa husband and wife team has recently been crowned the king of the sex toy world, outselling its competitors by 3-1, and it's the best-selling toy since the Rotating Rabbit. It is currently sold over 1.5 million units and will soon be available in friggin' Walgreens.
Damn.
So the Wii Vibe, I got one years ago, and it's really cool because it's hard to explain. It's like a C shape, and it's flexible, and there's vibrations on both points of the C.
Yeah.
And a woman, they call it a couple's vibrator because the woman sticks it inside, slides it inside her, plus the other half goes around and hits her clitoris, so it's like the C. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Like goes in her
a clamp.
It's a clamp. It looks like a clamp, mm-hmm. But it's soft and pliable. And so when there's also room. It's slim, so the man can go inside you, his penis, and he can feel the vibrations, which feel really good. So she's getting her clitoris and her G spot vibrated with vibration. Like it's just amazing. The Wii Vibe. So you can check out the Wii Vibe. Like I said, I'm going to plug our sponsors again. The easiest one to do is adamandeve.com, coupon code Emily, and you get 50% off most items and 3 adult DVDs. The deal with the Wii Vibe is I have one, but now they have a version 3, and a lot of couples, a lot of women can't have orgasms during sex. They need extra clitoral stimulation. That is like what's going to stay in my grave. Like, you need extra clitoral stimulation. Like, seriously, that's all I say. But this vibrator helps you do it. I'm just excited about them. They're not a sponsor or anything, but I'm excited that they're doing well because they're a good toy.
That's good.
Can you tell how excited I am?
Yes, you're very excited. You love pimping the toys.
I love pimping the toys. New French gadget gets you drunk instantly, sobers you up just as quickly.
What?
Ready, Menace? This is for you. If you like being drunk, but not for more than, say, half a minute, then
half
the Wah Quantum Sensation Aerosol Spray is for you. It's like a Bianca Beth breath spray. It delivers a tiny dose of alcohol directly to your mouth and gives you an instant drunk sensation that lasts just seconds. Its French developers say it will get rid of the harm of drinking while retaining the fun, while critics fear it will be abused by alcoholics and can lead to accidents. For €20, the device provides you with 21 shots, but at the moment, it's only available in Paris. Mm. Sounds like a Whippet or something. Do you ever do Whippets?
No.
Oh, me neither.
I've seen people do Whippets once.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the aerosol. It's like the, what is it called? The Whippet. It's the...
It's like... Damn it. How do you explain it? Well, you can take
nitrous oxide. Nitrous oxide, and you suck on it.
Thank God the interns are smarter than we are.
Thank God there's so many brains in the room. Yeah. Jesus Christ. But why would you want to get drunk for only a few seconds?
I don't know. That sounds stupid. But maybe if it gets you kind of high, maybe people would be down for it.
Yeah.
Okay. It was so funny. I was at Coachella, which is a music festival, and I was backstage.
Of course.
I was walking by the trailers, and there was this famous band. Who I do not will not mention. They were like doing whippets like crazy.
Really? Yeah, they're fun, but they're
and
bad for you.
Right across from their trailer, like seriously, 10 feet away was Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan and Steve Aoki, like just laughing watching them.
They weren't doing them though.
They weren't doing them.
Oh, that'd be a better story if they were doing them.
It would.
Very desperate housewife Bethany rumored to have hooked up with the situation.
What?
Rumors are swirling that Bethany Frankel of The Real Housewives of New York City hooked up with Jersey Shore Guido Mike the Situation, and the fallout from the cheating scandals threatening to destroy her already troubled marriage.
This is not
I don't know if it's true. I can't imagine
that
it happened.
Where did this come from? Hocuspocus.com?
I don't even want to say where it came from. But I just thought I'd mention it because I thought you heard of it.
.net?
She spent five minutes making out with him.
What? Well, I could see that maybe.
Okay.
But not like.
See, I can't believe it's true.
That's why we have to define hooking up.
It says they kissed. Ew. Why would she kiss him?
Because this. All right. My day and age, my generation, the people that I talk to on a daily basis, hooking up means sex. Hooking up doesn't mean making out.
We're going to have this debate again?
I don't know why you fight all the time.
Hooking up means that you did everything but have sex. You had sex.
Do you want to just pick a letter out of my cell phone? We'll call the name on my cell phone and we'll ask them. And they'll totally agree with me.
What do the interns think? Assistant, everyone.
We hooked up. When they said, somebody get on a microphone over here. Who's ever's closer? Come here.
Come here, Kelsey.
All right. Now, don't just agree with Emily because... It's Emily and she's your boss, okay? Now tell me why if you do agree with her
paycheck.
Or tell me why you agree with me, okay? Now, on the street, when people say we hooked up, do you think automatically, oh, we made out or we had sex?
I would say hand job plus.
Get the hell out of here.
I did not tell her to say that.
Yeah, right. You winked.
Hand job, hooking up doesn't mean sex. You had sex or you hooked up. I mean, you hooked up means you did everything but.
No, I think you could still have sex, but it could also be that
it doesn't necessarily
just,
mean you had sex.
You like in high school, hooking up was like dry humping.
Right.
Now it's probably sex, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's sex.
It doesn't necessarily mean sex, but it can
mean
sex.
You describe it. Hooking up means we had sex.
Okay.
Anything other than that would say she gave me fellatio.
This article says they hooked up, and then when you get into the article, it says they made out for 5 minutes.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
They're right.
That's why I'm trying to break it down for you. I go, this is stupid because they said they hooked up. That means
I
automatically thought they had sex.
You're wrong. Hooking up is wrong. It's wrong. I'm sorry.
The article's wrong. I think
why does it
honestly,
matter? But really, it does matter because I'm right. But
no, I'm just saying that people.
If you say we hooked up, I don't assume
that
it means it's sex.
Not to bag on the East Coast, but only people on the East Coast says hooking up. It only involves like making out and stuff. Like here on the West Coast, you had sex if you said you hooked up.
I disagree.
If you didn't,
email us feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Or tweet Emily.
Tweet Emily.
Sex with Emily.
Sex with Emily.
At Sex with Emily.
At
Twitter,
Sex with Emily.
Let her know that she's wrong.
Or on my Facebook page, Sex with Emily. Or on my Instagram, Sex with Emily.
CC White Menace, @White Menace.
Right.
and tell me how right I am.
Right. Tell us that we're wrong. So that he's wrong. Okay. Ask Men finds, you know, Ask Men, the website. It's a very popular website. Yeah. They do a lot of misogynistic advice for men. So Ask Men finds men's ideal age for marriage. Online magazine Ask Men aimed to find out if today's dudes really do want to stay single forever. And the results are surprising. The majority of its readers polled, 74%, said that the ideal age was 28 to 30. Well, 21% responded that 35 was ideal. Not many men wanted to get married at 40, with only 5% opting to tie the knot at that age. So most people think between 28 and 30, you should get 74%.
28 and 30?
Yeah. I think it should be more like between 30 and 35 is a good time to get married.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I think. But that's what these men found, the study.
So you're going to get married?
No, 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 no. I'm not getting married. I think it's like, it seems like a lot of work. Like you got to like do the table. You know what always scared me about getting married? Beyond the whole commitment thing, was the table settings, like deciding who sits next to whom and like going shopping for, like you got to register and you got to get a dress and the white dress and the whole thing. I'm like, it's been done. So everyone gets married. I'd rather do something else more interesting.
I don't think too much about the ceremony, but I think about the reception.
Yeah, I'd like to have a party.
I love to plan a reception. Like, whoever I'm marrying needs to move the hell out of the way because I'm planning the reception.
Are you?
And it's going to be
I would never want to.
It's going
to
be the best reception you've ever been to.
I know. I can't wait
life.
For you to get married. Can I make a speech?
Yes. We're going to have Funkmaster Flex in the mix. You know, he's going to be dropping bombs on fools. And then we're going to have bands come out like Green Day. I don't know.
Oh, it sounds fun, Menace. I can't wait to see the woman that you marry.
Yeah, she's going to be a lucky lady, isn't she?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give her a Menace owner's manual.
Okay.
About what you want and what you don't want, because I feel like I know. Okay. We've got some emails from the people.
From the Weeples?
We love hearing from the Weeples. It's feedback@sexwithemily.com. We try to get to all your emails, and if we don't, we will eventually. And if we never do, it doesn't mean we don't love you. Okay.
Means Emily couldn't read them all.
It means I couldn't read them
all.
She has ADD. I do have ADD, so keep them short and to the point, and tell us where you're from. Hi, Emily Menace. Love the show. You guys are doing great. Just want to say that over the past year of listening, I've picked up a lot of information from you guys. Keep up with the good work and come through Chicago sometimes. I would love to see you two face to face. Lots of love, Thomas from Joliet, Illinois. You love Chicago.
I love it.
I was actually talking to somebody. He's a premium Friends with Benefits member. What?
From Chicago on the phone last night.
You're talking
I kind of annoyed him because I was setting up an interview.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, you're in Chicago. I love Chicago. Oh, I love
people
this
don't care.
And they're like, oh, that's great.
Yeah, they're like, gotta go. I'm busy. No, it's cold here. Yeah. I mean, because it's Midwest. It's freezing. Hi, Emily. Hope you're good. Oh, and anyway, thank you, Thomas. We love hearing those comments that you love the show and change your life.
Again, don't forget, add in there how you listen to the show.
We want to know. Do you listen to it on your phone?
XM. On the web, sexwithemily.com.
There's so many ways to listen. It's almost hard not to listen. Emily, hope you're good. Love the show and the work that you and Menace are doing every week. I'm 25 years old and I've been dating my girlfriend for eight years this month.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, that's a long time to be together. We've spent most of that time apart, and we never really lived together besides the time we spent together in college and the getaways we have now and again. We have a great sex life, and I get all I need from her. When she's in the mood, that is. My one major issue, though, is that she does not go down on me. She has barely tried over these 8 years and says she's not comfortable with it. Any more inquiring on my part, and we're bound to argue about it. I love going down on her and know I can't push her to do what she doesn't want to do, of course.
Wait, he goes down on her?
Let me finish.
Okay. This is ridiculous.
How would you suggest I can warm her up to the idea? This is Robbie from Lusaka, Lusaka, ZM.
What?
Where the hell is that?
Lusaka, Lusaka, ZM? Can you guys get on the Google, please?
ZM?
We're going to find out.
Okay.
We'll
so the point is, this is the thing. It sounds like you're giving and you're receiving and you're not, you're giving. And usually when you give, you receive and it's not happening. So I would say you should still go down on her if you want to go down on her. But there actually are ways. Like, first of all,
Wow.
My phone. There are ways that you can. First of all, I would talk to her about why she doesn't want to. What is it about her? Where is it?
Zambia? That's a place I've never even heard of. What's Zambia?
Africa. It's in Africa.
Oh, Africa in the house.
Woo-hoo. That's awesome. Okay, so listen. So listen, people, listen up. This is what I want to say. first you need to talk to her about why she doesn't want to do it. It sounds like she says no, and you ask her to, and she says no, and then back and forth. But find out specifically, what is it that she doesn't like? Is she afraid that she's bad at it? I know there's a lot of women who think they're not very good at it. There's some women who just don't like the thought of a penis being in your mouth. They don't like the taste of semen. I would find out what it is. Maybe she had a bad experience once. Maybe she thinks, you know, I would just try to get to the bottom of it. So get more information. However, I've got an amazing new invention for you that would, I think, if a woman has a problem with oral sex, she will totally be down with going down if she tries MASQ. It's MASQUE, and it's like that list. Remember we brought these in a few months ago? Mm-hmm. It's a Listerine strip that masks the taste of semen. For some, the taste associated with fellatio can make giving oral sex undesirable, and it comes in four flavors, chocolate, mm-hmm. strawberry, mango, and watermelon. And it can bring you guys closer together if they're into, you know, if she's into it. So maybe she doesn't like the taste or it gags or makes her uncomfortable. You put these things on your mouth, it dissolves and then has like this minty feeling after. Mm-hmm. And they're really super cool. So go to their website, MASQ. You can buy them. You can buy them in stores. You can buy them at Good Vibes or Adam and Eve. I believe you can buy them anywhere now.
But maybe it just also mentally, maybe she doesn't want to put a penis in her mouth.
Well, that's what I wanted. He needs more information because it's not going to happen by him saying, will you go down to me? And she says, no, will you go down to me? No, it's been 8 years. They've been having the same freaking conversation for 8 years, which is the problem with most couples, by the way. If you look at, if you're in a relationship and you're listening and you look at the issues you've been having, I bet you've been having the same argument for a while, but have you ever gone deeper? You need to stop. A lot of times couples stay up in one level and they keep having the same argument, but they never get into the heart of it. Yeah. And like, why? So like, why doesn't she want to perform oral sex? And you're like, what's it about? Like, so and think about whatever your issue is. Like, go deeper with it this weekend, everyone. Go deeper with your issues with your partner because you keep having the same fight over and over again. And a lot of couples don't ever move past things because they're like, I did it. No, you did it. And you never pick up your clothes. Well, you never. But like, what's it all about?
Yes.
Yes.
I've been getting a lot of tweets lately, actually, from the listeners. And you think that I'm joking, but I'm not.
Okay.
They've been asking me about the sex toy that I've been developing, the dump truck.
Oh, Jesus. No, you have not.
I swear I'll show it to you. And I've been getting tweets from listeners. And
saying they want a dump truck?
They want to, yeah.
That's
they want,
so hot and sexy sounding.
They want to update on the dump truck.
Can we work
truck.
On the name?
No, it's all about the name. So the dump truck, I've been having some issues with the scientists in Japan. It's been catching on fire lately, but we'll get the kinks worked out.
I bet you will. You're the last person to be developing a sex toy.
And it'll hit the market by storm.
The dump truck.
The dump truck.
It's a sexy baby.
Hey, baby, I'm bringing out the dump truck.
Baby, you want to check out my new toy? It's called the dump truck.
This
so sexy.
Catching on fire issue has been really a downer.
Menace. Okay. Hi, Emily. I'm only 22 years old and have no problem getting an erection. But while I'm having sex, sometimes I ejaculate prematurely. What can I do to control myself from doing that?
Aim for her face.
It's Rob from McAllister, Oklahoma. So this is a very premature ejaculation, huge, huge, huge for men, erectile dysfunction, whatever you want to call it. I hate calling it dysfunction because it makes you feel like something's wrong with you. Nothing is wrong with you, but we can work on it. And this is how you work on it. First of all, Kegel exercises. I've already mentioned that I have an app called Kegel Camp. But besides that, they strengthen your PC muscles, known as the pee-stopping muscles. So when you stop and start the flow of urine, those are those muscles. And if you do that 5 minutes a day, you could do it while you're sitting in a traffic light. You could do it right now where you're listening, sitting at work, wherever the hell you are, driving, at home, watching TV. 5 minutes a day, they build up your stamina when you have intercourse, and you take a few minutes a day, and the stimulation will help you last longer in bed. Now, most men have a position that they most often ejaculate in. So you got to notice this position. If you usually ejaculate, well, for example, doggy style, which is common, save that position for later. Make sure that she gets off. Make sure you go down on her or you use a toy or you do something so she has her orgasm. And then you're not in such an uncomfortable position. Because if it happens like all the time, it does become a problem. It does. But once in a while, not a big deal. So if you're listening to this and it happened to you last night, not a big deal. But if it happens all the time, you've got to start doing these exercises. And that's what they recommend. Kegel, they recommend the stop and start method where you masturbate. Oh, it's masturbation month. What a great time to work on your ejaculation issues. You do the stop and start method where you masturbate into the point where you're about to orgasm and then you stop. So you can learn to recognize that point when you're having sex that you get to and then you can stop it. There's so many things you can do. So don't have sex the same way you masturbate. Quick thrusts and a finish won't help the situation and won't be pleasanting for her. So don't do the quick thrusts that you're doing. Don't be a jackrabbit.
Yeah. I mean, Jackrabbit, you're just ready to explode.
Exactly. You know? But this is like one of our most common questions, so yeah. We got to get into it.
Males, tweet, email, or Facebook. I mean, you probably wouldn't want to put it on Facebook, but you know, what position do you think gets you off the most? I think just missionary. That's the problem I have.
What? But that's if, the, right.
Yeah, if I get on top, then it's over. You know,
well, if you get on top, you orgasm more quickly.
Yeah, but any other position, right. I'm good.
Huh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So you usually don't start in that position.
Yeah, I'll end it in that
end
position.
End it. You'll roll. End it. After, yeah. after 4 minutes, you roll over
after
on top.
After 4 minutes, I'm like, damn.
Damn, 4 minutes.
All right, let me just get on top so I can end this.
That's good, man. That's 4 minutes.
Then I'll give
minutes.
Her a high five and then you go 20, to sleep. And then I'm good.
And then you order pizza and watch Jersey Shore. Okay, hi, Emily. I'm a 30-year-old divorced mom, and I've been dating a guy for almost 3 months, and things have been going pretty good. He recently called because he wanted to see me and in the same breath asked if I had $20 for gas. This was a bright red flag for me and has made me take a step back. When did men start asking women for money, especially if he's only been dating her for 2 to 3 months? Am I overthinking this? Michelle from Baltimore, Maryland.
Well, first off, you're in Baltimore.
Michelle, you're not overthinking it. I think that it's strange for a guy that you're dating for only 2 to 3 months. Now, if you live together, you were married, it's like, hey, babe, I can't get my ATM, I'm getting my check tomorrow. Can you give me $20? 2 to 3 months, can I borrow $20 for gas? It's just not hot, not attractive, no. Not cool. Like, ask your buddies, why is he going to you? Doesn't he have, can he go to someone else besides you? To me personally, I would be taken aback by that. She's 30, she's divorced, she's a mom. This guy wants $20. What is her son? It sounds like her son. Damn, mommy, can I have $20 for gas?
Yeah.
What do you think?
No. You got to be at least dating hardcore for a year before you start borrowing
money
for
gas. But even then, it's like,
well,
I've never borrowed money from a guy I've dated.
You have different
ideas. I just haven't paid for everything. What?
You have different ideas.
I do.
You do. It's the same thing.
I like when guys I date pay for everything.
Do you know what's funny?
What is funny?
People can go back and listen to the podcast.
Yep, we've got 433 of them.
And, yeah, people could go back to... I was watching television yesterday, local television show. That's a talk show. I forget the name of it. Two guys are on there. And I can prove that these guys either somehow listen to this show or listen to me on another radio show. Because remember, I said you can't show up to a date with a Groupon.
I started that. I'm the one who brought that in months ago, years ago, and then you tweeted it the next day, but whatever.
What? Like, but either way.
Doesn't matter. But you can't go on a date with a Groupon, right?
Either way, these guys verbatim said the same thing.
But I think, okay, they probably stole it from the
so
show.
So you can't go on a first date with a Groupon.
No.
I said
you cannot
that
bring a coupon or a Groupon on a first date.
Yeah. I said that on.
A Groupon is an online coupon.
We on the show, online, and then on another radio show. And it was just on the it was on TV the other day.
Yeah.
On a local television
station.
Yeah,
well, maybe I'm like, they stole it from you because you stole it from me.
Did I?
Yes, I brought it in once.
Show the proof.
You want to go back 550 episodes?
No, just type in your Gmail. I'm sure it's there if you said it.
I did say it. Menace, I brought it in as like a story one day. But that's cool. You always steal my stuff.
Oh, I always steal your
sometimes
stuff.
Sometimes you do, and I think it's cute. And I never call you. I never call you out on it.
What? What'd I steal? Bring it up.
Lots of stuff, like the Hermes bag. You didn't know what Hermes bags were. And
yes,
then
I did. That's what I brought
told
it
you
up.
No, I.
Dude,
we're not going to get any. Okay, there's no way in hell you're going to. And then there was something else I said to you once, and you went in and.
I swear to God, I would cop to it.
No, there was something else recently that I said during the show, and then you tweeted it, and I'm like, that's cool. I can't remember what it was.
What?
I'll go back and find it. I'll go back and find it, but not right
now. I swear to God, I'll own up to anything, but.
I will bring
it
in
tomorrow. I've been
hearing
about Hermes from some other chick for a long time. Forever.
But that was not the big. That was not the most important one, and I can never, since you tweet every 5 seconds, I'll never find it. But it was
okay.
Something that it was like. It was something, if I just had a moment here, but I can't have to take a moment because we're busy. But
what?
It'll come to me.
What? I'll cop to it.
It's not even that you'd have to cop to it because it's so well documented that it was something that I said.
All right.
But I can't remember what it is right now.
Okay.
Damn it, people. I'm sorry. It'll come to me when I'm doing other stuff, like talking about masturbation.
Okay.
Which we're going to get into here. Now, we talked about what
Emily has the worst memory, everybody. Just the worst.
Would you remember a tweet from like a month ago, 2 months ago that you said that was...
I remember a lot of things I did.
You must remember. You stole it directly from me. I was shocked. I
stole it directly from you.
It was a quote that I said that was obviously funny and good, and then you used it.
Okay.
I'll find it. Okay. I'll tweet. I'll retweet the tweet.
Because I'm looking for comedy.
No, but honey, I never wanted to like, be like, oh, I said that. I taught you that. I was going to, but I didn't.
Okay. Maybe there was not enough room in the tweet that I can give you credit. Because I probably would give you credit.
No, I think you just usurp all my information. You forgot that I say it.
Really?
I've taught you everything you know, Menace.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Wow. The truth is coming out.
The truth comes out.
Damn.
Okay. So mutual masturbation.
Okay.
Woody Allen said, I was the best I ever had, as we said at the beginning of the show. And he says, masturbation is sex with someone you love. That's another famous Woody Allen quote. Mm-hmm. And it's true. Masturbation month. One of my favorite things is mutual masturbation. I'm a huge flippin' fan of mutual masturbation. And I want to tell you why. Because, first of all, it's a great way for you and your partner to show each other what you like. Right? You're sitting mm-hmm. there, you're masturbating. Either you can mutually masturbate each other, like I could be masturbating you and you're masturbating me, or we could both lay back, masturbate, and watch each other and see like how he moves his hand like that, or she moves her fingers like that, and you know what spots I need to touch to get off. And so it can be combined effort, and it helps to give and receive visual and vocal stimulation. There are no rules except no penetration. So play and be played. So decide that you're going to not have sex and you're just going to mutually masturbate so you can learn more about your partner. So here's the deal. Sometimes some places that you can try mutual masturbation, some good ways to start is when you're looking at porn together. I think watching porn can be very fun for couples. While telling or reading dirty stories. When one partner is more aroused or more in the mood than the other. So maybe your partner wants sex and you don't, and you're just like, let's just masturbate, or I'll just watch you and I'll do my own thing. I'll whip out my toy or whatever. When you're not ready to go all the way, so you're not ready yet, like you're not ready to have sex yet, and you can mutually masturbate, or when you absolutely just need to get off. So, okay. Have you ever done this with someone, mutual masturbate?
No.
Never?
No, they have sex.
You
them.
What? You never just mutually masturbate.
No, you like it, you support it. I'm not going to knock it too much.
I just think it's a great teaching tool for couples to learn what each other likes. You can start by massaging each other's bodies and work your way up to masturbating together.
I figured out what they like with my penis. It's like a pointing tool. Oh,
really?
Point it here. Oh, you like that?
Because mean like during intercourse.
Yeah.
But sometimes a lot of women.
Honestly, I really never even thought of the masturbation thing. It was like, oh, we should both masturbate.
Right. That's why I'm bringing it up. It's a great tool. So whether you take care of business while he watches, or the two of you take turns masturbating one another, you can have pleasure just watching each other reach sexual fulfillment. And you can introduce toys to assist you in reaching orgasm. So this is a great time for a man to try out like a masturbation sleeve. Or something like that. So there are there's the fleshlight, which is great. You've seen the fleshlight.
Yeah.
And there is the Tenga masturbation sleeve. Why are you all laughing?
I'm just listening to all the ones you're listing.
Keep on talking.
We're on the radio.
We're on the radio. Jesus Christ. You can have your partner use a vibrator or G-spot toy if you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the fleshlight is one of the most popular masturbation sleeves. You can have your partner stroke. So if you're afraid of sex toys as a male, they do make these masturbation sleeves that a woman could do it for you if you're like, I'm not using toys. And it feels really good. It has the nubby things on the inside. Mm-hmm. And you can it's just a way to make and use lots of lube, and you go up and down, and you could buy it at mm-hmm. adamandeve.com. Use coupon code Emily. And so for women, you can use a vibrator or a G-spot toy. It's a great way. A lot of women can't achieve orgasm through intercourse. Mm-hmm. They just can't. So they need like a toy and whatever. It's also, like I said, it's educational. You can learn like the strokes. Like I can learn how fast you go when you're about to have an orgasm. I learn like thinking about a man, me looking at a man's mm-hmm. penis. I can learn how you move your hands. Do you move up and down? Do you rub the shaft? Do you rub the tip? Like you know how every guy does it differently.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, they do.
And every woman does it differently.
Yeah, that's why I know every man does it differently, because every woman is not the same.
But don't you think it's hot to watch a woman masturbate? Don't you think that'd be hot?
No, because I want to have sex with them.
So boring. You're such a one-trick pony.
No, it's just you just believe that, oh, everything that a woman does is hot and a guy finds it hot. No.
A lot of guys find it super hot to watch a woman masturbate.
Yeah, and a lot of guys say, oh, yeah, go ahead and do that. Great. Just knowing that they're going to get laid later, so they just let them do whatever the hell they want to do.
Okay, you speak for one man.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess.
So one of the best things about mutual masturbation is the opportunity to get the hands-on lesson on how to get your lover off. Verbal feedback combined with a hands-on demonstration will intensify your sexual bond and enhance your communication. So it's and it can be kinky too. You can say like, we can't have sex. You can tease them where you both touch each other, touch yourselves and don't touch each other. Tie your partner up and tease them like you just masturbate them. So it's just a fun for the whole family.
It's very fun. You like the tying of the up.
What?
You like the tying of the up.
I do like the tying of the up. And I just got some new bondage tape, which I'm a fan of. Got a brand
new bondage tape.
It's so cool. It looks like electrical tape, but you can use it, reuse it. It sticks to itself. I don't even know how to explain. It's like electrical tape that doesn't like rip your eyelashes off if you could put it over your...
When are they going to do that with caution tape? See, you should...
I want to make my own
with caution
bondage tape that says Sex with Emily all over it.
Yeah, it'll be yellow.
Oh, with caution tape? Like you died? Yeah. Like there was a death or something?
No, just caution tape.
Oh, that's different.
That'd be really cool.
What's the tape that you use when someone dies? The yellow tape?
Yeah, caution tape.
that's what I'm saying. That's what I said.
All right.
Jesus. Okay, we've got some other stuff. So that's you're not into mutual masturbation. I'm moving on to something else.
Not into it.
I just think it's you need to try. This is a suggestion for partners.
Tell me about your first experience with mutual masturbation.
I will tell you. My first experience with mutual masturbation was, I've had a lot of them. I mean, it's not like my first. It's like
common. But I want to hear about your very first one.
I don't even remember my first one. But let me think about it. One time that sticks out is that I was using, a lot of men find it super hot when a woman uses a sex toy on her. Not a big penis looking sex toy, but something little like, a pocket rocket or the Jeju Mimi, which is my obsession, which I lost. I lost my favorite vibrator. I can't find it anywhere.
How do you lose it?
I don't know. I'm freaking out. And the whole entire friggin' crew's coming to my house tomorrow. And I can't find this toy anywhere.
The dog found it and hit it.
Do you think that my dog ate my vibrator?
I don't think the dog ate it, but probably hit it somewhere. Have you found any vibrators or sex toys that have teeth marks on it?
No. But sometimes my dog watches me masturbate. That's kind of weird.
Wow.
But then she just kind of settles down. She knows what's going on. So first mutual masturbation is, I would say it was just, I was using a toy and he thought it was super hot. And then he started masturbating and then we just like watched each other. I don't have like a great story. I'm sorry.
Have you ever done mutual masturbation and not had sex with that person?
Yes.
Ever.
Absolutely.
Ever.
Oh, ever? I'm sure I have. Yes. Yes, yeah. Mutual masturbation is like, I don't want to have sex with you yet.
You don't have to yell it because there's people in the other room.
We're in a padded cell.
I know. I'm just embarrassed.
You're embarrassed?
No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
But no, like I watched him get off. Then I really remember the first time watching that I did mutual masturbation with a guy that I realized how like it helped. It informed me because I was like, oh, that's how he likes me to touch. So when I was performing oral sex on him, I knew what he did with his hand to get himself off. I knew all the things that made him feel good because he did it with his hand. And then so I could do it with my mouth.
You were able to recreate
it. I recreated the scenario with my mouth. I'm like a magician or something.
You should get a Nobel Peace Prize for that one.
I should. Well, shouldn't I? So I know you've known mutual masturbation stories here. So we're going to get into another topic here.
And the topic is?
Subtle ways to get her in the mood.
Okay.
Because this is another big one. That comes up that she... Now, I also think... I'm going to preface this by saying I think it's a myth that it's only women who don't want to have sex. Like, there's such the myth of the not tonight, honey, I have a headache and I don't want to have sex. Mm-hmm. But there's many men... I hear from women all the time, like, my male partner doesn't want to have sex. But these are ways to get her in the mood if she's not there already.
You buy her a pair of Christian Louboutin shoes... Done deal. You're getting
Dude,
laid.
Dude, I'm serious. That would work for me.
You would get laid. No
well,
doubt
I would,
about it.
It would.
Fellas. Christian Louboutins.
They're $800 shoes. And some dude that
Base
I met
price.
In Vegas, I gave him my friggin' name and address because he said he was going to buy me a pair. He probably just is going to come stalk me.
Yeah, great.
He hasn't sent them to me yet. The most powerful sex organ that we talk about all the time, Menace, what is that? What's the most powerful sex organ? I'm going to start quizzing Menace on things that I say.
Powerful sex organ. The heart.
The brain.
I know it's the brain, but I was trying to say heart.
So that is where women and men start thinking about sex, because thoughts follow feelings, actions follow thoughts. You start thinking about sex. So you've got to get them in the mood with their brain. So pay attention to the woman in your life. Figure out the things that she's likely to need or appreciate if you want to get some.
Hmm.
Okay, the first thing is pick up on her cues when she's not dropping hints. This may lead to more than just a thank you. If the girl you're interested in talks about a book that she loves or mentions something wonderful she ate, make a mental note, just like you do this, Menace, and follow up. Next time you're surfing the net, order her favorite author's new novel or something vintage she may have missed. When you're out and about, grab the beer she raved about. So this is more about just like relationship stuff too. Like, I love when a guy remembers something that I told him months ago and then he does something about it. And I try to do the same for my guys, but I'm not as good at it because I'm busy.
I try to drop mental notes on chicks all the time. It doesn't work. Works for me, though. I mean, when I make the mental notes, because I'm really good at that.
I know, like that girl you took her to like the Rihanna concert or something.
Yeah, and we met Rihanna backstage, right, that was cool. And stuff like that.
So these are the things that are going to get women going. You can't. It's not about the way you touch her nipple in the first 5 seconds that you want to have sex. It's like getting her there, getting her there. So like, you want to remember things. You just want to be a good man, good boyfriend. Remember things that she wants and act on them. And it means she's not dropping hints. And as women just say, oh, I love that author. And then you remember that.
Where am I going in 10 days?
Vegas.
Ah.
So are you trying to say?
You do love me. I'm testing you.
And then you're going again the week after, the weekend after.
Uh-huh. And then where am I going after that?
Chicago.
Nope.
Nowhere.
San Diego.
Why the hell would I know that?
Because I've said it a couple times. But it's okay.
San Diego's boring. Okay. Just kidding. It's beautiful. It's just kind of boring.
I honestly don't want to go. I'm supposed to be going there for a bachelor party. I love San Diego.
Oh.
I love, love, love San Diego.
I love it too. It's just kind of boring. It's kind of like sunny and like whatever all the time.
I feel it's kind of like a mix of Hawaii and San Francisco, to be honest.
Okay.
Downtown area if you're walking around.
Right.
But to go there for a bachelor party, I don't know.
Yeah. You don't seem like the bachelor party type. Like you're not going to be like.
Oh, no, I'm definitely.
Are they like the stripper guys that are going to go see strippers and stuff?
Yeah, I'm going to go see. I just don't, you know what? I don't want to spend money on some chick that's not going to give me fellatio.
I know, I understand. And it's
again,
like a why
again,
throw
I don't,
money?
Good I don't money. Want fellatio from a stripper that's willing to give fellatio inside a club, because then she's probably done that for.
You're probably like her fifth customer. She just came back from brushing her teeth and wiping the jizz off her face from the last guy.
Yeah, I know. So I don't want to do that. Ugh. Actually, it's a funny story. When I was an intern a long, long time ago, I went with one of the radio DJs, and he's like, yeah, he goes, I'm going to take you to a strip club. And so we go to Market Street. If anybody knows Market Street, strip clubs in San Francisco were like the seediest strip clubs ever.
Yeah,
so
totally.
We go in there, and so we go in there, and they know who he is. And they introduced me. They're like, oh, yeah, this guy, he's a big-time radio DJ. I've never been on radio before in my life at that time. He's one of the biggest radio DJs out there. And they go, oh, okay, yeah. Then they took me
VIP
and put me in this like VIP room with this chick. And this chick like pulls out a condom. She's like, oh, she's like, do you have a Benjamin? Like $100. Then I could have sex with her. I'm like, no, I'm just an intern. And she's like, she immediately like gets up and opens the door and she goes, he's just an intern. And then leaves.
That's amazing. Yeah. Was she hot at all? Or?
Oh, yeah. She was attractive. But girl that's willing to have sex with you for $100 at a seedy strip club.
That's so depressing.
Guys, don't do it.
Don't do it. But a lot of guys get off on that.
No matter how much you want to get laid, don't do it.
I know so many guys who've gotten hand jobs, blow jobs at strip clubs. Just don't. No. It's kind of, don't tell me about it. Don't tell your girlfriend about it.
Don't do it.
If you do it, just don't tell anyone.
Don't do it.
Okay. The next ways to get her in the mood. This is just...
I have a lot of strip club stories. I fell over a table when I was drunk and I got kicked out of a strip club.
You get kicked out of everywhere. Not surprised.
Yeah. And
my friend barfed on a stripper once.
Oh,
he
nice.
Got so drunk that he barfed on the stripper stage where she was dancing, and then he barfed on her again. He was
really?
Drank too much. He's now in, doesn't drink anymore.
I actually went to a strip club once with some like really high rollers, and they're like, yeah, man, we'll just take care of you. And it was a strip club where you can drink. So I'm drinking and they're like, oh yeah, take him up to the VIP. And it's like this glass elevator that takes me up to this like special right. VIP floor. And I go there and I'm not even keeping track of time. I'm just like wasted talking to the stripper. And then finally, like my friends were calling me back down. I go back down. They're like, they go, that just cost $600.
Just talk to her?
Yeah. I don't even remember how long I was up there.
Wow. You should have just done something. No, yeah. I'm kidding. You shouldn't have. Okay, the next thing, subtle ways to get her in the mood, groom yourself. How about that? This is just a personal thing. Some women are into grooming, some aren't. But trimming hairs from your back, nose, and manly zones is fine, but you don't need to go crazy. Keep your toenails neatly trimmed at all times, for example. Pay attention to your hygiene. Hygiene is the number one thing that people complain about men, and women. This is their biggest thing. It's like, she doesn't shave, he doesn't shave, she's not clean, he's not clean, whatever.
Check this out.
Check this out.
This is a question I've never asked you before, ever. Uh-oh. How do you tell a woman, because there's a lot of women out there that do not know this, that they kind of have a hairy lower back?
You don't. You don't.
You don't?
Does it gross you out?
I don't think it's hot.
So how hairy? Like peach fuzz or?
Let's say peach fuzz, but sometimes a peach fuzz is a little darker.
Oh my God, now I'm going to go home. I'm going to ride in the bathroom and look at my back.
And they don't, and they have no idea, because how are you able to even look at your lower back?
Right.
And, you know, your girlfriends aren't telling you because they love hating on you.
I think this is a message to all the women listening right now. Check out your back.
Just check out a lower mirror or, you know, talk to somebody that you trust.
Women are allowed to tell their boyfriends to get their backs waxed or whatever. Yeah. I guess men could tell a woman, too, and be like, you know, babe, you got some hair right there. You might want to get rid of it. So is it like a buzzkill? Like, are you like, is it like a deflator?
It's not a bone killer at all, but it's just, you know.
She doesn't
know. if you're waxing everything else.
You might as well just get the little back hairs off.
Yeah, back hair, but they don't know that.
Where else have you ever seen hair on women's nipples?
Nipples, not hardcore, but I've heard horror stories.
Yeah, there's a lot of women who get nipple hairs and you have to like.
That you can see.
Yeah, but some people don't pay attention.
They don't want to take
it. Or they don't care. Some women don't care.
Or the women, you are pigs if you do not take care of this. The ones that have the happy trail all the way to the belly button.
Yeah, that's
common.
That's common.
Come on.
What?
Take care of it, ladies.
I know.
I don't care how fast it grows back. Shave it up.
I know.
Or wax it.
Yeah, there's a lot of women that have dark stomach hair. Yeah, I don't have that. Thank God. Not about me.
The trail all the way from the vagina to the belly button. Come on,
how dark is it? Dark.
Sometimes they're dark. You know?
You can bleach it, shave it, laser it. Yeah, get it off.
Something.
Okay, do something to de-stress your lover's life without being asked. These are ways to get her in the mood. Fix or replace something that's broken. If she's having a tough week at work, cook dinner or pick up some takeout. Anything that lightens her load will free up her time and show that you care. Also, make sure you clean up after yourself. Don't make her feel like she is your maid. Dirty dishes and laundry are not aphrodisiacs. Did you just laugh at the word load? What are you, 12?
No, I would never do that.
And then high five Steve. Is that what you did? Oh, my God. You're funny. So just do something. You know, my guy that I'm dating, he fixed my friggin' lamp that I thought I was going to have to take into a place. He's like, oh, I just know that switch that you need from Lowe's. And he went and picked it up the other night, and he fixed my friggin' lamp. And
what?
He's like
MacGyver.
He's MacGyver. He fixes everything. Like, he knows how to do every single thing that's ever broken in my life. And I can't tell you how hot it is.
Maybe he can fix your situation with a commitment.
He's working on it. I think he's working on it.
All right.
Okay. So then finally, these are ways to get her in the mood. While men tend to be aroused by visual cues, right? You see her nipple slip, you get turned on. Women are more immediately turned on by what they smell. Aromas that evoke a sense of calm and well-being for women are good. On the other hand, even so-called good smells, perfumes, certain foods, or flowers could spell death to her desires. Each woman has a personal filing cabinet of smells that induce positive or negative reactions. So get to know what smell your ladies like and what turns her off, and avoid scents that triggers her accordingly. So, like, find out what kind of perfume she wears, or if she likes vanilla. Vanilla is very popular, so sweet aphrodisiac. So smell is big and it also turns around. And there's another thing that I want to say is that first of all, scent is a big thing. Do you think that women, like, have you ever been with a woman, like, you can't stand her scent?
Her smell?
Her scent, her smell.
Breath, yeah.
Right.
Like, smokers, sometimes smokers, man, you make out with a smoker, it's dehydrating.
I know.
Need a glass of water.
Yeah, don't smoke.
And there's, like, you know, a certain smell that goes right along with it.
Okay, but there's a final thing that I have to say about this one, about getting her in the mood, is...
Or a vagina could smell like fish, but, you know.
Oh, God.
It happens.
It does happen, huh?
Yeah.
Hot rocks. This is what I want to talk to you about.
Nice
hot rocks. Disgusting. Hot rocks. RAWKS. So there's tons of libido enhancers on the market now because we're talking about what gets her on, what gets her off, whatever. This is for men and women. It's hot rocks, RAWKS.com. It's a certified organic aphrodisiac for men and women. I've been taking it for like 7 weeks and I'm like hornier than ever. Women gives you more energy, stronger orgasms, natural self-generating lubrication, gives men more stamina, harder erections, more intense orgasms. And the best part about Hot Rocks is a 30-day money-back guarantee. 30-day. It sounds cheesy, but it's true. If you don't get turned on, it doesn't help your libido and your inhale. Yeah, it doesn't act like an aphrodisiac, then you can friggin' return it. What do I care?
Sounds good.
Okay, that sounds good. So we are good here, huh? It's Friday night. We're almost ready to wrap up this show. Is there anything final that you'd like to say to me, Menace?
I said, don't drink and drive. That stuff will kill you.
Don't
but take
drink
a
and
lot
drive.
Of shots of Patron.
Take some shots of Patron. Use protection. And talk to your partner about something this weekend that you've been dying to talk about that you haven't been able to bring up. I'd like everyone to initiate one new conversation. What, is that a good one?
Yeah, that's good.
One thing, not the whole thing, but everything. So thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. And don't forget, check out my book, Hot Sex, over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight.